Well, welcome everybody to another webinar here at WP Studio, where we're going to be taking a look at, is there actually a place in WordPress, the current WordPress, or actually just current modern web development for a feature in WordPress called post formats. Now, this is a pre-recorded event due to my being needed in another location during the scheduled live event. So you will all have received an email saying, in place of the live event, here's the video to go watch. And then you can always ask your questions in Slack or afterwards, and I will follow up as soon as I can. So what you should be looking at right now is the screen that says post formats. It is all about a feature that was added to WordPress back in WordPress 3.1, I believe, 3.1. And it came into core as a way to combat the growing tide that Tumblr, another blogging presence, was presenting and drawing users away from using WordPress. Now, one of the things that Tumblr allowed users to do is select a certain type of post. Like, I'm going to share an image. I'm going to share an audio clip. I'm going to share a video. Now, modern web apps, whether you're looking at Instagram or any of the newer stuff that's out there, many times they can already auto figure out what type of media you're sharing. Is it article, or is we only sharing images? Well, how do you distinguish between an image and a video or a GIF or something like that? And so in modern web development, the post formats may not be the main purpose of, or whether we should even spend any time using these in developing for clients. But what I did want to do today is walk you through a number of the things that you may or may not know about post formats, how you use them in your current websites, and whether or not you want to actually use these for clients. Some of you I know still use these heavily for your clients because they're used to using them. They're easy way to classify types of content being shared on the corporate website or the corporate blog or something like that. So that's what we're going to be doing. So if you're newer to WordPress and you've never dealt with post formats, we're going to back up slightly. So in the old days, of the WordPress, when somebody wanted to classify or categorize a certain type of piece of content, you would use things like categories or tags or any type of custom taxonomy. And these would be simple checkboxes or word trees that you could select items. And then in the theme, the output of the content using the WordPress loop and the query, you would say, okay, if you're looking for posts that have the tag image or featured or front page, we're going to pull it and use it that way. So this way, a client could be able to just use regular posts, regular pages, and then just applying a tag or a category, the developer or the theme itself could choose where and when certain things would show. Then post formats really had a massive debate in WordPress. A lot of people pushed back against including it in core. It got included in core. Now nobody uses it. So it's possible other things that got pushed into core that nobody uses may also go the way of the post formats. We'll see. So one of the things that you have to do is, yes, there are one or two plugins, but they don't really work very well that can activate post formats for you. If you are on the WordPress support page on post formats, you'll see information about the post formats, how to add theme support, how to add those type of things. One thing you need to know, basically, all it's going to do is add a different categorization system, a different tagging system for any of the post types that support this type of post format. Out of the box, simply enabling post formats do nothing. You have to not only enable it for the backend in the editor screen, but you must also design and edit the layout that the theme would use to display the content. So let's just jump over here. This is the functions.php file of the active theme on our test site that we are going to be dealing with. And you see a quick example of how we are going to enable post formats. And it falls under the function of add theme support. There's a bunch of different theme supports, whether it's image sizing or full width stuff or, you know, other or background images, header images. These are all special theme support that enable certain meta boxes, certain settings, tables, panels, pages for WordPress that are part of core WordPress, not part of a theme. So in order for us to do that, basically we're just hooking into the after setup theme function and we use add theme support. What are we supporting? Post formats. And then at the second part, the second parameter of the add theme support for post formats is a listing of one of the 10. It's actually 9 because the 10th post format is called standard. And that's just without post formats enabled, the default look of a post edit screen. So you don't have to do that. So basically there's 9 others. Everything from the aside, gallery, link, image, video, quote, status, audio, and chat. Now, just if you're new to post formats, just remind you, or to answer the question that you're maybe thinking, no, you cannot add anything to this. These are the 9 that are set in stone, hard-coded into WordPress. You do not have the option of creating something called map or office hours or feelings. If you want to, you know, create a website that, oh, I'm feeling this, or favorite coffee type. These are not post formats. You do not have to enable all of them. You can simply choose, oh, I don't need a link, I don't need an aside. Basically, these are just names that will appear in the labels and use this exact naming convention on the theme when we go to display or not display or choose how to display. So what happens is in our theme, when we add theme support and we save that function, we can go back to our theme. And now when we go to the post screen, we see a new screen on the right-hand side, a new meta box that lists the post formats: aside, gallery, link, image, video, quote, status, audio, chat. Now you might be thinking, well, if post formats were built properly, when I click on audio, this content area will go away and maybe a link that will show up where I can upload audio images will Part of the problem with post format is they were never fully implemented. Even though it was just like they were a step or two away from finishing it, and then I think the core developers got distracted by the shiny things and went chasing something else. And so post formats basically became just another type of categorization. Now, in just a moment, once we walk one or two steps further, we're going to see that there are some developers who tried to work with this, tried to expand this, but there's just not enough traction right now. It could be something that you may want to take off if your clients love this type of interaction. So what happens now is when we begin creating items and saying post formats, basically it's up to the theme to say on the loop or the template page when we're going to display each content, it's going to say, well, if you're using a post format and you want to display that post format in a specific method, well, We have to be able to identify that. Now, if we come over here, you're going to see that there are templates. And the Voce theme has, one second, let me go over to single. And that's, I don't think I'm using the whole one side. Let me make sure I'm in the right area. Okay. So Voce 2.5 does have a few items. You can kind of see it here slightly on the side. You're going to see that if I open up audio, you're going to actually see that it goes through and it finds the audio images and audio stuff. But where does it find that stuff? So if we take a look at the, we have to back up into content blog. We're going to see, and I'm trying to pull this up here. See how we have our post template, get post format. So basically in the get template part where we're looking for, okay, we're on an image page, we're on our single post page, and based on how the post format has been selected, if there is a post format, the link will display slightly differently than the video, will display slightly differently than the gallery. Now the way this operates, basically, let's take a look at the video. You're going to see where's our video? Basically, because this is the blog entry video. I'm pulling it. It's up here in the thumbnail for our video here. Image size, width, image size. Okay, that's the thumbnail. Okay, this is the blog entry for the thumbnail. So then we go back into, I guess, the content. There's the excerpt content. So basically, there is going to be a thumbnail if it's in a blog feed page, that if it's a video, it will show that. If it's a link, it will show that on the see if we go to the link in the thumbnail area, we're going to see that we're applying our filter of whatever is happening with that image. It's a post link thumbnail. So again, that's maybe getting a little bit further deeper than we wanted. And it will make a little bit more sense when I show you on the front end. So again, we've added our post formats. If we were to create a new post, this is a new post. And let's say this is a status. This is the status. And we publish this and we'll go take a look on the front end. Now, again, I don't think we have anything special about this. This is a new post. But if we go to the full list, post. Okay, so we're going to change this to now go back over here. Oops, let's edit this post. Let me go visit the post page. So again, we've got some other things from other webinars that are showing up. Let's change this to a, again, I forget which all the ones that are, there's an audio or a video. Let's do the video. We're going to tag this as a video. Even though there's no video here, now we come back over here. Again, post, nothing's new. But if we go to the home page, and if we were on a listing area, this would, if we actually had a video, it would show up as a video in the thumbnail. Now, I don't have that thumbnail in there. I don't have a featured image in here. But so you'll notice that even with themes that do support the post format, there's a lot of work that you'd have to do. Now, Voce 1.9 does it a little bit easier to see, where if you choose a status, it already comes with pre-styled CSS that simply on the output page then makes it, you know, I think it adds a circular, a semicircular border around the content, or a big quote marks, block quote type concepts around the output. So it looks like a status update or a quote. It adds in the CSS. So that's the main things that's happening with post formats. So basically what you're doing is enabling the post formats. And the other thing I wanted to point out that most people don't realize is you can add, if you like post formats and you already know how to style them, or you've worked with post formats before to style on the theme side, you can add post formats to any type of post type using add post type support. So this is, let's just go over here, and I know in prior webinars we've created, I believe we have a post type called muffins. Let's check it just to make sure in pods. So it's a post type called muffin. I'm going to go into our editor here, and instead of add post type support to muffin, we are going to add post formats. So now post formats will not just be in the themes or something. We can add post type support to post to the muffins. So now if we come back over to our backend and we go to our muffins custom post type that we created, we now have the ability to add post formats in here. So that's just one additional step beyond only using it in the post area. If you create custom post types, you can access these. Sometimes simply accessing them, it's easier for your clients to see and easier to work with that. So then we have two other items that I want you to know about, whether you're in a conditional logic area, in a widget area, or in a template file. So you're maybe making a template file. This could be a template file in pods. It could be a template file in your theme. There is a conditional check called has post format, and then just the name of the post format. If they're viewing a page that has that post format, or they're viewing a post that has that post format, this is the output of what will happen. So you could wrap the content with certain, you know, borders and layouts and designs, structure, if you wanted to do that. And then you also have this CSS class that exists for every post that's that post format. And it is exactly in this very simple to understand or remember CSS class structure. And it is a period for class, the CSS class, format, dash, the name of the format, the post format. So if we go back and look at the things that we added theme support, if you want to style something for quotes, we would do format, quote, page, title, display none. Now, this would be in a CSS file, but we can go through and basically it's going to say any page title that's a part of the quote post format, we're going to display that. So we now have the ability to get in there and again, check, do a conditional query in our theme, in our CSS, that can not only check, basically, this is your checking your PHP, your WordPress conditional logic, and then this is our way that we can provide style, because there will always be a wrapper div, a CSS class of format whatever. Now, before we take off and you guys can go play with these post formats, I did want to highlight two other projects that were built around post formats. I'm going to highlight one of them that works, and one of them that is kind of not working, but it could be worth it if, so you can actually, if you wanted to dive into the code, you could actually fork it, make it a little more useful for your clients to do something that would actually resurrect post formats, I think. And you'll see why in just a moment. So the first post format we're going to plug in that we're going to look at is called Better Formats. all it's doing is, remember the, actually, let me deactivate it. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page of what this is doing. So here's our post formats. This is the default way post formats are showing. And sure, that may be enough for some clients, but better formats, I think, enhance this user interface. And while it may not be the easiest one, or because it gets a lot bigger, it is a way that we can, if a client likes these type of things, we can go in and it's basically explaining what it is that each one of these performs, what each one of these tasks do. It has better icons, feels like you can actually, you're switching around. Now you'll notice that when we switch around and we do things, it's not always, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change the interface of the editor screen. So that's what the second plugin that you may want to know about. I'm going to deactivate this and we're going to deactivate it again in just a moment. So the next one is called, basically it's the post formats UI. And I'd encourage you, if you guys like digging through code, take a look at this plugin. It's the Reuven Themes Post Formats UI. You are going to get errors if you're on PHP 7.2 or higher, 7.1 or higher. It's okay. They're not going to kill us. And it's just because I have WP Debug turned on. Actually, I wonder if I turn off WP Debug, will that help us not have to look at all that? So bear with me one second. Let me just go in here. Change the WP debug to off. Oh, no, it is off. Okay, it's just throwing some issues. All right, so I went ahead and I think I activated it. Oh, no, is it activated here? Yes, it's activated here. So let's go over to our posts, add new post, ignore the areas. And this is what they've done with this plugin. When we want to say, oh, we're going to share a video, boom, it opens up a video settings meta box. Okay, so grab the whatever video URL you're going to use, or are you going to upload an MP4 file, OGV file? Great. Audio, upload that. If you're doing a status, they haven't built anything for that. Chat, nothing. Image, link. They do have a link. So this is where I saw post formats should have gone. Now you can combine, I believe you can still combine it. If we change and add better formats, so now, no, hold on. Now I have broken the site. Awesome. Let's get out of the plugin area, see if I can still do anything. If not, this may end the webinar quicker than popcorn burning. Oh, there we go. All right. We come over here to basically both these plugins are fine with themselves. Yes. So this is where I wanted to say is if we could fix these things, combine these plugins, and then if you want to do a audio, it will open up an audio meta box. So the potential of post formats is there. The amount of work you'd have to do right now alone as a single coder, it's all on your shoulders, because even plugins that started this stuff, they're not working properly. There are ways that you can go in and you can write items that basically we're doing, if this is a post format page for this, we're going to display this content. There's a lot of code you'd have to do to rearrange the interface, the editor interface for this. But it's not far off from somebody taking it and running with it and basically resurrecting post formats. Now, you might be asking, well, what is the alternative? what are people doing if they're not using post formats because of basically this unfinished code that exists and is heavily perpetrated throughout all of WordPress? Well, that's where most people, instead of doing post formats, they have gone back to using custom post types. They create the different post types that a client would need. So rather than having audio, status, quote, video all in one post organization, basically they will have a post type called status, audio, chat. So that the client, if they want to add a chat, boom, they can go ahead and add new chat, add new audio, which is great because then you can create your own loop and query on the front end that fetches all the latest content from these eight different post types. And then there's a lot more you can do because you can have a template for the post type audio. You can have a template for the post type video. You can have your own fields that you want. You don't have to have this interactive thing where open the aside, close the aside. If it's a gallery, we're going to open up, you know, these extra fields to show this. So at the end of the day, even though post formats can be a useful method of allowing clients to self-categorize their content. And again, I'm trying to turn those off so we don't have so many errors. I think most of us here will find it easier, even if we're currently using post formats, to begin to transition into creating different post types. And then you use something like Control Studio or some other tool that will allow you to remake the admin area of WordPress, redesign it, allow them to only see the certain types of content for that specific field and for that specific custom post type. They're easier to style. And then we can start moving beyond just old, outdated code. But like anything with WordPress, all that code is still there. If you still like using post formats, because I will say it is one of the easiest one to style or customize if you don't know PHP code. Why? Because post formats automatically add a wrapper class, wrapper CSS class, so that you can just go through and turn on or off or style using CSS. If you only know CSS, you should use post formats as a way to provide different styles, layouts, structures for your clients. If you know PHP and you know how to do template files, I don't think you need to use post formats because there may be easier ways to get that type of custom output. And so I hope this conversation about legacy code that's in WordPress, why it's in there, what was its purpose, why did it falter? I think that's kind of obvious that people just they didn't finish the code. There were lots of people who were putting forward ideas, but Tumblr died an early death. Nobody was using it. And so therefore, I think Automattic and WordPress no longer saw them as a threat, and there was no reason to continue the development of post formats. I honestly think that the post formats could have been a huge way that they could have integrated with the WordPress, you know, the 5.0 block editor. Let me explain that better. I'm going to turn off Classic Editor. We have already enabled post formats because we've got our item here in the theme. All the post formats are there. And now we're going to open up the Gutenberg editor, and you're going to see that post formats still play a part, and it now is a drop-down list. So once this page shows up, we have the ability to do post formats. With the JavaScript React library that Gutenberg is powered on, the WordPress and the Automattic core developers missed a massive chance to enable users to have an easier way of sharing different types of content. For example, when you come here on the standard one, you have add title writing block. It would be super simple if I simply said, I want to share a link. And because this is JavaScript, it's happening in real time, it's using the REST API. When I change that to link, it should change. It should automatically add that link block. If I went down to video, it should automatically put a video block in there. But they haven't done that. Again, it shows where I think there is not the dedication to completing post formats. And so now it's either up to you to use post formats, do the work yourself, or to continue on in a different direction like custom post types or something like that. So I hope this discussion of the legacy post format code makes sense. It's helpful for you. It gives you some directions. If you look at the handout, you'll see a whole bunch of links to resources of using post formats, the code you need, as well as linking to a number of the plugins that can kind of open the door to you or not, let you see what you want to do. So I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you in Slack. Take care, everybody.